Could we welcome you all tonight in the Lord's name to our special Christmas service. Slightly different tonight, of course, with circumstances, but we're glad that some are able to take part tonight in our service, and we trust the Lord will undertake for each of them. Do remember the restrictions as you've entered and as you exit and while you're in the building, and you're familiar with all of these, and we commend that to you. Tonight again. Could I just say to you, there are no other services this week with the Christmas holidays, and could I wish you all a happy Christmas and ask you to stay safe, be wise, be vigilant, be sensible about what you're doing over this Christmas period. I'm not suggesting you won't be sensible, but nevertheless, you can drop your guard, be foolish, and then other people suffer consequences as regard to that. So do please remember that. Follow the health guidance, and God bless you all over this Christmas period and your families. Our baskets at the exits for the offerings. There's a separate basket today for special retiring offerings, which we have pre-Christmas every year for the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. One of our members works in that environment. And of course, we want to support it. We have been doing for several years, and we trust that you'll remember that tonight as you leave. There'll be a separate basket marked for that purpose from the other offerings. Next Lord's Day, we family worship at 11:30. I will be here, God willing. And then the end of year service will be at 6 p.m. Now, I'm not making a mistake. I'm saying it correctly. 6 p.m. Next Sunday night, because there is this curfew coming in. And please remember that. Note the change of time due to the restrictions. And it'll be from 6 to 6:45, 3/4 hour service next Sunday evening. So remember that. Do join us if you can. Doors will be open from approximately 5:30 p.m. Remember the literature, LTBS calendars, if you want to get some. There's some left yet, Robert. Four left, so you're still in there if you want one, £3 each for LTBS. I do remember that. Also other literature there, the book written by Reverend Park, still available. See James about that. Other missionary literature and prayer cards are available as well. Communion is planned to be held on the first Sunday morning of January, 3rd of January, at 10:45. That will be held prior to the morning service. A short time around the Lord's table. Doors open from approximately 10:30. Please bring your own bread and wine. There are receptacles for the wine that you can get and see our brother James afterwards if you haven't got it this morning, or you can get it next week, of course, if you forget today. But do remember that, and please remember that time. And then for those who are not coming to communion, you can join the service shortly after 11, the doors will be open once the communion service is over for others to join with us. The envelopes can be picked up for 2021 gift aids. Ones are there separate. Your names are on them. If you're in the gift aid scheme, do please remember that. Other ordinary free will offering envelopes can be picked up as well. I'd like to say a word of appreciation on behalf of our church committee for all who have helped us this year. It's been an especially difficult year, but the Lord has provided for the needs of the church. We've been able to meet all our commitments on time. Recently received over 10,000 back from gift aid. And we thank for all who do their giving through that means if they're taxpayers. So that's appreciated. Also, interest-free loans. Those who have given us those, we've been able to get them back when they're requested. And also thanks to those who have gifted interest-free loans to us. All of this is deeply appreciated. We thank you in the Lord's name. Those who attended youth during the past while, we've been on Zoom, and it's been really working well for us. And young people have been joining in. We appreciate that. Do see Jonathan Garrett. If he didn't see you this morning, make sure you see him tonight. There's a little gift there for the youth as well. Gifts for the Sunday school children are there, their name parcels. If you haven't got them this morning, then please make sure you see Bill or Mervyn Barr tonight so that you get them before you leave. And of course, don't all rush at once. Keep social distancing in all of this. On behalf of my wife and myself, I want to say wish you all a very happy Christmas. Thank you for all the cards and gifts you've sent to us. We appreciate that very much. I couldn't repay you, but we thank you. We're delighted to see Maureen out with us tonight, Maureen Stripp, and trust that the Lord will bless Carl at this time. Continue to pray for Carl. We're delighted to see you, Maureen, and trust the Lord will bless you and all who have gathered with us tonight in this time. Good to see Hannah back with us away. I wondered how she was going to get back. She must have sneaked across there. But we're delighted to see you also, Hannah, tonight. Now, we're going to open with the carol, Joy to the World. It'll be on the screen, and we're singing three verses, keeping our seats, and then we'll stand for the opening prayer. Stand for prayer. As we come to prayer tonight, we want to especially remember our sister Mary, who's got this news concerning her condition and it's cancer, and do remember her in your prayers. I know the Lord's been giving her great peace, and please continue to remember her at the throne of grace, the family, this time and the days ahead. Also, our brother Eric's wife, she got the operation today and she's sitting up and doing well. And we're thankful to the Lord for that. Continue to remember Florence in your prayers as well. And others too that need our prayers in these times. That the Lord's healing touch will be upon them. Our brother Carl, as we've mentioned, remember him especially as well. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to thee tonight, thanking thee for this joyous occasion. Joy to the world that the Lord has come. We thank thee for the rejoicing of our hearts tonight, to know that, O God, we are found in this house. And Lord, we're thinking about the birth of the Lord Jesus. We're thinking about his coming into the world. We're thinking about, O God, the fact that he came with that purpose in mind to save his people from their sins. And we rejoice tonight that we are found in him, accepted in the beloved. And Father, as we come tonight, we pray for others, perhaps in our meeting tonight, who are not saved. We pray that tonight will be the night of their salvation. Tonight will be the night when they meet with Christ. Tonight will be the night when they get saved. And before this year ends, that they will put their trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That they will give up their sin and they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in living, saving faith. We pray that thou wilt bless us tonight. Undertake for every aspect of this service. We pray that thou wilt bless all who participate, take away all nervousness, give help and grace, and grant, Lord, that thy blessing and power will be upon each one. And we pray that thou wilt use everything tonight for thy praise, for thy honor, and for thy glory. Remember, O God, those tonight who are particularly needy. Think of our sister Mary. Thank you for enabling her even to be in our midst tonight and today. And we pray that you'll bless her And Lord, that you'd heal her. Remember tomorrow, the consultation, undertake for that. And oh Lord, we pray for thy guiding hand upon thy servant, upon her husband, and upon the family at this time. Remember also, oh God, Florence, Eric's wife. We thank thee for bringing her through this surgery today. And we pray that thou wilt put thy hand upon her, thy grace will be manifested in her life, and thy healing touch. Remember Eric and all the family. Thank you for Maureen being in our midst tonight. We rejoice in this, and we pray for thy hand to be upon her. Remember Carl at this time. Put thy loving arms about him. Remember all our church family. Many who cannot get out and are fearful about coming, and understandably so, during these times. Lord, we pray that thou wilt comfort them and bless them and be with them. And Lord, we pray that you'll keep us all safe and to do the sensible things over this Christmas New Year period. And grant that thy presence and thy help will be our portion tonight. And in subsequent days, remember our nation and our land, those in government, give them wisdom in the decisions they make. We may all have a view on what they should do and what they shouldn't do. But Lord, give them wisdom. You've told us to pray for those in authority. Grant this to be so, we pray, in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Now we're going to have a program tonight, various people taking part in our service. And we're going to start off with a father and daughter, Trevor and Natasha. They're going to start with the duet, and then we'll have reading from Joshua Patton, Naomi singing, and reading from Jacob, Ellie and Lucy singing, and a poem from Natasha and Heather.
Chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what sign the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. Also, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Christmas 2020. Cards that need sending and presents to wrap, trees to put up, draped in tinsel and tat, tins full of sweeties, mince pies and nibbles, board games and charades that give us the giggles, children excited for Santa to come, and loved ones gathered for family fun, friends and relations to stay or pop in, sharing laughter and smiles with their kith and their kin. Like every Christmas that's gone before, it's time to be merry, need I say more? But Christmas is feeling quite different this year, more confusion and angst than light-hearted good cheer.
Uncertainty reigns and families split, empty places at tables where loved ones would sit. Some staying home and some passed away, for so many heartbreak will mark this Christmas day. But even though things are not as they have been, there's a bringer of hope that's unchanging, unseen. Because the Bethlehem babe, born so long ago, brought God's love to a lost world, his grace to bestow. This Jesus, Emmanuel, bore our sadness and pain. He knew loss, desperation, betrayal and shame. Cut off from his Father, he hung on a cross, gave his life in our place, never counting the cost.
He died in our stead to atone for our sins. He rose crushing death, for the Lord of life wins. And God's gift is an offer each day of the year. Life without end, no more death, no more fear.
As you celebrate Christmas, however that looks, remember these words from God's precious book. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, you'll see God loves you more than you ever could dream.
I'd like to thank all who participated tonight. I know all you choir members are just champing at the bit to get up and to do your piece now. But keep tuned up for next year and we'll hopefully be past all of this and we'll get you up together again. But thank you and those boys and girls especially, it's not easy getting up in front of people, but you did very well. And we thank you all for participating, and thank you, Heather, for organizing it again this year in this way. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Let us stand, please. Our gracious God and Father, we turn now to the preaching of thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given must and shall prevail. We ask in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. You may be seated. We're reading together from the book of Isaiah the prophet, chapter 9, and reading from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 9 and the verse number 1. Let us hear the word of God tonight. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation. When at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath a light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his precious, infallible, inspired, and inerrant word to all of our hearts. We draw your attention tonight to one word, to one description that is found here of the Lord Jesus Christ in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 and the verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the subject tonight is the word wonderful. Wonderful. And this term wonderful is used in a multitude of ways in our day-to-day lives and has been used down through the centuries of time. It is part of everyday speech and vocabulary. We say to others, for example, have a wonderful day, or have a wonderful holiday. Or maybe even tonight we will say, have a wonderful Christmas. Or maybe you will say to your wife, you're wonderful. Or you wives will say to your husband, you're wonderful. I wonder. We may say, wasn't it wonderful? Referring to a certain person or what they have done. These are but a few of the ways that we use this term. But above and beyond the things of earth and people in this world, it is used in the Word of God to describe our Lord Jesus Christ. And our text tonight describes the one who was to be born as wonderful. And here we come to consider one who was to come into the world to be the Savior of sinners. And now has come into this world. One who would be born as king. And so our gaze tonight is lifted above the world onto a higher plane to see him, the altogether lovely one, the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. And may our gaze tonight be fixed upon him. The one here spoken by the prophets in the Old Testament. The one who came into the world in fulfillment to their prophecies. The Lord Jesus Christ. And may he be wonderful to each one who's gathered in this service tonight. To each one who's listening to the Word of God this evening. That he might be your wonderful Savior. Your wonderful Lord, the one who steps into your life and makes that change that is so necessary. His name shall be called Wonderful. There are three simple things that I want to look with you tonight at concerning the term wonderful, this description of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, he is wonderful for what he was in the past. If you can gather up your thoughts tonight for a moment and center them upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will see tonight from Scripture how wonderful he is. First of all, consider his eternal existence. You see, he is begotten of the Father before the world began. He was of the very same substance as the Father. He is very God, of very God. The divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ sets him forth as being wonderful. Let us gather tonight with reverence and mysterious awe around the throne of him who is our great Redeemer. For his name is called Wonderful. He existed before all things.
By him were all things made. Without him was not anything made that was made. It's wonderful in that sense. But then, my friend, he is wonderful when we consider the incarnation of Christ. You rightly say that his name deserved to be called wonderful. Here is a sight that surpasses all others. You talk of the sun and the moon and the stars. Consider the heavens, the work of God's fingers, the moon and the stars which he hath ordained. But all the wonders of this universe, they shrink into nothing when we come to the mystery of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wasn't it a marvelous thing in the Old Testament when Joshua bade the sun to stand still? But even more marvelous, when God seemed to stand still and no longer to move forward, but rather like the sun upon the dial of Ahaz, did go back 10 degrees and veil his splendor in a cloud. Oh, there have been many sights that have been matchless and wonderful. But all these things are as nothing compared to the incarnation of the Son of God. Is he not rightly called wonderful? The infinite one, and yet came into this world as a little baby. The eternal one, and yet born of a woman. Trace the Savior's course, and all the way he is wonderful from his birth, in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascension. He is wonderful in his intercession. And my friends, he will be wonderful in his coming again. Oh, you may examine the great wonders of the world tonight. How magnificent they are. How extraordinary they are. And yet they all pale into insignificance when we consider the wonder of the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful he truly is. The highest intellects of men have wondered at Christ. I'm sure the great thinkers of this world, the mathematicians, have considered various things to be wonderful that they have discovered, that they have been able to grasp and lay hold upon. But yet, in regard to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of these things, the great discoveries of man, the great wonders of the world, are as nothing. For Jesus Christ is truly wonderful. Let me ask you tonight, is he wonderful to you? Or what is it that is wonderful to you tonight? His name shall be called wonderful. He's wonderful in relation to what he was in the past. But he's wonderful for what he is in the present. That's the second thing. And is he wonderful to you tonight? And surely many of us could tell the story of our lives, of how there have been a time when we wondered at Christ. We heard of the beauties that were seen in him. We heard of his power, but it meant nothing to us. It was the news of something done in a far country. It was something afar off or alien to us. We had no connection with it. We observed it not. But then our eyes were opened. And there was this divine illumination that took place, this spiritual enlightenment. The darkness was dispelled. We entered into the light. And perhaps you can recall that night or that day or that moment when this happened, when you entered into the light of life, when you saw the Lord Jesus Christ bleeding upon that cross for you, hanging there in agony and blood. And you looked and lived. There's life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed to the tree. We can look back to that moment when we were saved, when we were washed, when we were cleansed, when we were forgiven. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how I wondered that he should be able to pardon my sins. Such sins as I had committed. But yet, in his wonderful grace and mercy, he reached down to rescue us from the ruinous course upon which we were set. He reached down to save us and to fill our hearts with joy and gladness through sins forgiven. Have you known this experience tonight? The experience, the wonderful joy that comes to those who experience the grace and the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. If it hasn't been your experience, thank God it can be your experience tonight. Has he not been wonderful to you since that hour when you first heard him speak to you? How often have you been in sickness, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of anguish? But your pain has been so light because the Lord Jesus Christ has come alongside that sick bed. He has come alongside to help, to give that strength in the midst of weakness, to give that grace that is sufficient. As you've cast your burden upon the Lord, you've known that he has sustained you. That trial that threatened to crush you rather lifted you up to heaven. And you declared that Jesus' name has given you such comfort and such joy and such peace and such confidence. Have you often been lonely? Perhaps that's how you feel tonight, lonely and sad. The heaviness of grief and misery are upon your soul. But the name of Jesus flashes into your mind. The name of Jesus comes to your heart. Wonderful. As his name is, it lifts you up above that burden. It lifts you up out of that sorrow and brings delight to your soul. And brethren and sisters in Christ tonight, you will find that in the midst of trials and troubles, that he has always been there. He's always been wonderful. In the midst of all of the circumstances of life, you will never know the wonders of God if it were not for the fact that you find them in the furnace. You find them in the furnace. You remember those three Hebrew children? In the midst of their great time of persecution, how that the Son of God was there with them. The presence of the Savior himself was there. Their hair was not singed. The smell of fire was not upon them. Why? Because Jesus was wonderful to them. Jesus can be wonderful to you tonight if you will take him into your heart as your own and personal Savior. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verses 23 and 24, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in the great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. We shall never see the wonders of God except we find ourselves in that deep. We must go through the depths before we know how wonderful his power is. And his might to save us and to deliver us. The Bible says in Hebrews 7, verse 25, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's wonderful in his person. He's wonderful in his presence. He's wonderful in his purpose. And I, yes, he's wonderful in his power. And you've come here tonight under the sound of God's precious word. And I tell you tonight, you can know that power in your life. that saving power, that delivering power that Jesus Christ brings. He's wonderful. Not only in the past, but in the present. But he's wonderful in regard to the prospect. He's wonderful in relation to the future. The great day of his wrath will come. The end of the age is approaching, when time shall be no more. The time will come when the things that are made will disappear. The time of his return, the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we think about his first advent. We think about his birth and his coming into the world. But Jesus said, I will come again, John 14. And Jesus will come again. The Word of God tells us there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And suddenly upon a cloud there comes like unto the Son of Man. Sinner, tonight picture your astonishment, your wonder when you see him. Voltaire, that renowned atheist, he said of Christ, I will crush the wretch. I will crush the wretch. Where are you, Voltaire? Voltaire says he's not the man I thought he was. Oh, how he will wonder when he finds out who Christ is. Judas, come and give the Lord Jesus, and give the Lord Jesus Christ the traitor's kiss. Says Judas, I know not who I kissed. I thought I kissed only the Son of Mary, but lo, he's the everlasting God. Kings and princes, Psalm 2 declares, take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break his bands asunder and cast his cords from us. Come now, ye kings, ye princes of the world, take counsel once more, rebel against him now. Can you picture the astonishment, the wonder, the dismay when careless, godless infidels and sinners find out who Jesus Christ really is? He is wonderful. But sadly for many, they will find out how wonderful he is when it's too late. Too late for them to repent. Too late for them to come to Christ. Too late for them to be saved. Make sure you're not too late, friend. Make sure it's not too late for you. He has come in all of his Father's glory to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish. Such will be your astonishment when Christ comes, whom ye have despised today and through the course of your life. Christ, who you would not have to be your Savior. Christ, whose Bible you left unread, whose gospel you rejected, whose day you desecrated. He will come in the glory of his Father and all his holy angels with him. Behold and wonder and perish, and you shall say his name is wonderful. But perhaps the most wonderful part of the day of judgment is this. Do you see all of the horrors yonder? The black darkness, the horrid night. Do you hear the cry, rocks hide us, mountains fall upon us? Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. But there was never a battle like this. This is with fire and smoke. But do you see yonder, all is peaceful, all is serene, all is quiet. The multitudes of the redeemed are there. They're not shrieking. They're not crying. They're not wailing. They're gathering around the throne. the throne of God and of the Lamb. And that very throne that seems to scatter as with 100 hands death and destruction on the wicked becomes the sun of light and happiness to all believers. What a prospect there is for every child of God. Glory. Glory. Do you see them coming there robed in white with their bright wings gathering round him? They veil their faces. Do you hear them say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, for thou hast slain and hast redeemed us. Worthy is the Lamb." What a song. What a shout. What praise. He's wonderful. It's all joy for the believers. There's no terror. There's no trauma for the child of God. His name to them is wonderful. Tonight, friend, if you don't know the wonders of his name, then there is darkness before you. Then there is judgment and hell before you. Job said this in Job 19, verses 25 and 26. "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and when he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth, the worms devour this body. Yet in my flesh shall I see God." He looked down the corridors of time, the patriarch Job, and he looked down to that time, and he looked up to that time, we should say, when he'd be with the Lord. He would see God. Is that your prospect tonight? You think you're invincible? You could die tonight. You think you'll never have to face this? You could face it tonight. My friend, how important it is that you have the hope that Job had. "In my flesh I shall see God." Remember the words of Matthew 25 as we conclude tonight. "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Trim your lamps." And the virgins trimmed their lamps. Those that were ready went in to the marriage and the door was shut. The wise virgins, those that were ready. The foolish were unready. They had to go to buy oil for their vessels, for their lamps, for their light was gone out. Is your light gone out tonight? The light of your world, the world that you're living in, your pleasure, your sin, the darkness that you're involved in, the life that you're living, your rejection of God, your rejection of Christ, your trampling underfoot of his precious blood. He's coming, friend. The bridegroom is coming. There comes a time when the door will be shut. But for those wise virgins, he was wonderful. They went in to be with him, to enjoy his presence forever. Thy name is called Wonderful. Jesus Christ is wonderful tonight. Is he your Savior? What a wonderful Savior. If he's not your Savior now, oh my friend, just now in your heart, just now in this service, just now at this moment, trust in Christ. Be saved tonight. The Bible says his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful in his past. Wonderful in his present. And wonderful as far as the prospect is concerned. May the Lord write his word upon your heart tonight. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray that thou wilt write thy word upon every heart and bring souls to know thee tonight as their own and personal Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We join in the singing of three verses of Once in Royal David's City. We'll keep our seats as we sing. The words will be on the screen.
God has spoken to you tonight. We're here to help you. Do speak with us as you leave. We can speak with you at a distance and talk to you about these things. Show you from God's word how you can be saved. Don't leave without the Lord tonight. Father in heaven, we pray that thou wilt by thy Spirit deal with hearts and bring souls to know thee, to trust thee as their Saviour even tonight, before it is too late. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen. And we normally at this time do ask people to shake hands. We can't do that this year. But we're going to ask you just Happy Christmas to everyone. Let's all say it together. Happy Christmas. Trust that you'll have a safe and blessed time over the Christmas period.